1. Apart from wearing owl dye on your wedding days, when was the last time you wore it?
Well, I usually wear owl dye on the Tet holiday. And on the Tet holiday last year, it was the last time I wore it. I took a lot of photos with owl dye. It was really charming and nice.
2. How has owl dye changed over the years?
In my opinion, owl dye has seen significant evolution throughout the years, as well as the role it has played in society and fashion. In the past, it was only made of silk and worn on special occasions like Tet holidays or wedding days. But now, it can be made of a variety of fabrics and can be worn on any occasion, including going traveling, working at some banks or airlines, or studying in high school.
Most recent innovations include emboldened cuts and an array of materials, patterns, and colors. As a whole, the Vietnamese owl dye is a dress that each woman can customize to fit her own taste and figure.
3. What are some objects that reflect cultural importance?
Apart from owl dye, like I just mentioned, there are several symbols of Vien, like bánh chưng, which is a traditional cake of Vietnamese people during Tet, Lunar New Year, holidays.
Buffalo has become a symbol in Vien for the meaning of diligence, associated with the development of a country going up from agriculture.
More commonly, Vietnam is an agricultural center of the world. Therefore, rice is definitely an iconic image in Vietnam.
4. Is it important for a society to designate some objects as important for heritage?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that it's necessary to identify certain items as national and local traditions and cultures. Because it gives a sense of belonging, acts as a reminder of our important culture, and builds a community's association.
5. Why is it important to preserve and live our own culture?
Culture and its heritage reflect and shape values, beliefs, and aspirations, thereby defining a people's national identity. It is important to preserve our cultural heritage because it maintains our integrity as a people.
6. How can we preserve culture for the next generation?
I reckon that the best way to preserve our cultural heritage, whatever it may be, is to share it with others. Cultural heritage and the natural history of a nation have very high value and are unique. It is an identity that can be introduced to the world.
7. What can younger generations do to preserve objects of cultural importance?
I believe the youth should acknowledge the importance of the symbolism of their culture and the effort that has been put into maintaining it. So they should store these objects in a safe place.
8. Why are cultural elements important in our society?
From my point of view, in addition to its intrinsic value, culture provides important social and economic benefits. With improved learning and health, increased tolerance, and opportunities to come together with others, culture enhances our quality of life and increases overall well-being for both individuals and communities. Culture plays an essential role in the life of a person and society. It acts as a means of accumulating, storing, and transmitting human experience. It is the culture that shapes people into who they are as they gain knowledge and learn the language, symbols, values, norms, customs, and traditions.
9. How do the elements of culture affect our society?
Based on my observation, our culture shapes the way we work and play, and it makes a difference in how we view ourselves and others. It affects our values, what we consider right and wrong. This is how the society we live in influences our choices. But our choices can also influence others and ultimately help shape our society.
10. What were some important cultural elements?
From my perspective, the major elements of culture are material culture, language, aesthetics, education, religion, attitudes and values, and social organization.
11. What is most important in culture?
I think that language is one of the most important parts of any culture. It is the way in which people communicate with one another, build relationships, and create a sense of community. There are roughly 6,500 spoken languages in the world today, and it makes us unique in a number of ways.
12. Why is identity important in society?
Having an identity can give us a sense of belonging, which is important to our well-being and confidence.
we might make friends with others who have similar interests. This will make us both more optimistic and more open to people from different backgrounds. 13. Why are all cultures important? I reckon that culture is a strong part of people's lives. It influences their views, their values, their humor, their hopes, their loyalties, and their worries and fears. So when we are working with people and building relationships with them, it helps to have some perspective and understanding of our cultures. 14. How does culture influence everyday life? Well, some examples of culture in everyday life include clothes, food, holidays, music, knowledge and beliefs, traditions and innovations, family life, and much more. These examples of everyday culture with established cultural norms affect the lives of each social group and each of us. There are many classifications of culture. 15. What can happen if these cultural artifacts are lost over time? I think if it happened, our culture would be lost since symbolism and memory have faded with time. It could lead to a loss of heritage for people. 16. Have the types of objects that show cultural significance changed over time, and why do you think this is? Oh yes, I think it has changed over the years and centuries. Some artifacts that may have been so important to our ancestors are no longer in public now. Like tools, clothing, and decorations because they are obsolete. 17. Why are artifacts important to understanding the past? I guess that archaeologists use artifacts and features to learn how people lived in specific times and places. They want to know what these people's daily lives were like, how they were governed, how they interacted with each other, and what they believed and valued. 18. Why is it important to preserve artifacts? Honestly speaking, it's vital that we preserve artifacts from history so that future generations learn how movements, laws, and social change affect them and how they can go about changing things. 19. Do you think there will be different kinds of items in the future that will earn importance that are just thought of as common objects today? Oh, yes. Definitely. Life is changing rapidly. So I believe they can be different in the years to come. For example, the iconic image of Vienna now is a buffalo. But in the future, when we become a wealthy and industrial nation, buffalo will be replaced by a tiger to show our power.